You know her, you love her. The Queen of Appalachia, Ronnie Lundy.
Thank you so much. I think he meant to say the sweet potato queen of Appalachia, right? Y'all, we are going to have a really extraordinary event here tonight. Well, like we haven't been having one for the past 3 days here. But what's going to happen next is going to be just something that's very unusual. This doesn't happen a lot. We've managed to get these guys to come down here and do this performance for us because they are brilliant musicians. They love to play before an appreciative audience, but most of all because they all love to eat. And that's how we convinced them to come perform for us. 25 years ago, when I started my career as a professional writer, I did not write about food. I was, in fact, a music writer. And I was a music writer at a time when American music was just breaking open, when traditions were starting to be cherished and beloved and changed and adapted, and a whole slew of brilliant musicians became my friends and became the people that I wrote about. Guys like John Hartford and Sam Bush and women like Alison Krauss and Claire Lynch. And it was an amazing time. I got to spend about 10 years with the greatest minds and talents of my generation. And I sort of felt like Gertrude Stein in Paris with a banjo on my knee. That's what it was like. Among that salon of people who came and played, there was one man who was truly, truly extraordinary beyond all others. It's not just that he's a brilliant musician, although he is a consummate guitarist, a mellifluous mandolin player, a really brilliant, brilliant fiddler in many styles, including bluegrass, Celtic, and Texas swing. He's a man who has a gorgeous voice, but can also turn it into an incredible slicing auger of beauty in that wonderful old bluegrass high lonesome way. He is a songwriter without compare. His name is Tim O'Brien, and he is going to play for us tonight. He has brought with him two of his most incredibly talented friends, Dirk Powell and John Herman. And they are with him because Tim is, along with being a great musician and a voracious eater, also a voracious reader. He loves literature. And he fell in love with the book Cold Mountain. And part of what attracted him to Cold Mountain was the music references in it. And from that, and a conversation with Dirk, and then conversations with John, this project was born called Songs from the Mountain. He's going to tell you a little more about it, but they're going to be playing music based on from the book Cold Mountain and that era. And in between this, we're going to interrupt a couple of times, and members of the SFA are going to read you some selections from Cold Mountain. We've chosen selections that have to do with the food of that time, and we've chosen them to give you an honest picture of what it meant to be an Appalachian person living here and trying to eke a living from the land, trying to feed yourself and feed your family. And I think it's going to be a really extraordinary experience, and I think it's going to be really fun. So I'm going to shut up and let the music start. Tim O'Brien, the boys from the mountain, come on out.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to play you some old-time music from this part of the world. We got a lot of food songs. We got a lot of chicken songs. Got some sweet potato songs, cornbread songs, the whole package. We even brought our little list with us.
It's a menu.
A list.
We're going to start off with one called the Tater Patch.